Welcome, welcome, welcome to the social circle. It's time to say social. Just stay social. Fuck that socially distant shit because we're all one together. I'm not gonna say we gotta be socially distant. No, we do not need to be socially distant anymore. What I will say, I'm here with Old Greg, with G, and with a very new, very special guest. His name is Unk.
Mousetrap.
Unk Mousetrap. Is that what you want to go by? That's fine.
I got a tattooed on me.
Whatever. So, I'm your host, Big Drinking. We're going to talk straight up sports. First off, just so you guys know, Unk Mousetrap
is a Giants fan.
Yes. So fuck him.
And he gets mad about this. So
I do get mad about this. Hold on, I do get mad about this because he wants to keep bringing up the fact that the Giants beat the Patriots in two Super Bowls.
Went undefeated in that game. And what happened? Eli came in and threw a couple touchdowns.
You know what? It wasn't all Eli. Eli should have never won MVP in those two games.
But he did.
He did, but he shouldn't have. That's it. He shouldn't have
just
won
like
MVP
Tom
in
Brady
those games.
Tom Brady should have won MVP in a couple of other
fuck
games.
Fuck yourself. So, oh, wait. My
We're going to talk
God.
About this. Let's talk about this.
No.
Let's talk
We're
about
not going to talk
this.
About that.
I am right about it.
He's right about it.
Okay, G, go ahead.
During, I forget what Super Bowl it was, but it was the one that we were playing against the Eagles.
Was it you lost?
No, it was the Seahawks. And one of our defensive players who busted their ass to stop the Eagle, the Seahawks that year should have earned that shit. Because he was the one who brought the game back. Exactly.
Yep.
No, absolutely. Malcolm Butler should have won MVP for that game. Yeah.
So not every
Malcolm
single
Butler had one
year.
Play. Brady earned that shit.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did, dude.
Okay, old Greg disagrees.
Okay,
hold on,
I didn't go
hold
the
on.
Giants
at the end of the day,
shit.
And this is coming from a football.
Cause fuck the Giants.
Yo, let him finish.
Okay, go ahead and finish.
Because this is coming from a football player, compared to a non-football player. It does not matter if you're a receiver, a quarterback, a linebacker, a D end. No matter what you play at the end of the day, no quarterback can make it that far without their receivers,
without
their linemen.
Yeah, receivers,
so every single year,
ends, without tight ends, without fucking anything.
It's Tom Brady would have been nothing without the team that he's with now.
Exactly.
Of course. But the whole point is that Brady was one of the main factors in Super Bowl 49.
Okay, but who?
Malcolm Butler is only famous because of that one
great.
Play.
But that
Malcolm
year
Butler's
that he went
famous because of that
0.
One play.
Who beat him?
The Giants. But this
exactly.
Is apples and oranges.
Okay, well, wait.
That's
one time.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened the second time?
The Giants beat them again. Okay, but we're not talking about those two Super Bowls. Start
yeah, but that's
Super
what
Bowl.
We started with.
All right.
No, well, that's, it,
being,
that's what you started with.
No, that's
that
what
he was.
That's what this podcast started with.
I don't know who the fuck started with what.
We're talking about this.
That in Super Bowl
see that we can do this.
In Super Bowl 49, Tom Brady earned that MVP.
Who cares?
He threw four touchdowns in that whole game.
Who caught almost
so
every single
what?
One?
Dude, that, two that's... of them. One of them was Danny Amendola. One was Julian Edelman. One was Gronk. And then one might have been a handoff to someone.
If you guys listen, this
Maybe
guy
like
right
Garrett
here
Blunt.
Is one of the greatest knowledge people you could ever meet. This guy knows
being
everything.
Is that Malcolm Butler made the game-saving interception, so he's remembered for that.
Thank you.
And Julian Edelman got the Disney World commercial. The whole point being is that Malcolm Butler will always be remembered for just one play. He was pretty. Yeah. He was good in 2015. He was really good in 2016, up until Super Bowl 51. When push came, when all the lights were on Malcolm Butler, he melted like a fucking candle. Yeah. He melted like a snow cone in the sun on a hot summer day.
A snow cone in the sun.
Dude. He melted. I forget who he was supposed to cover in the 28-3 game. But Malcolm Butler was giving up shit every time. And then after that, even I watched him in preseason game against the Texans. He was giving up easy touchdowns. Yeah. And Butler's supposed to be this lockdown corner elite defender. Malcolm Butler was really only good for two. He was a two-season wonder.
He was really good.
He was pretty good in 2015. He locked down some of the better wide receivers. He was really good in 2016. After that's the first football he started, and he got broken. He was broken because he had to go up against Julio Jones, and Julio Jones broke his ass in half and showed him, you might be able to guard to the better thing, but I can bring and bust your ass. And that's the shit that got in his head, and that's why they signed Gilmore and shit. Gilmore was more physical. He was taller. Yep. And shit, and that got in Butler's head. Butler was someone that he'd friggin' run away from his dude to try to intercept the ball. He never saw an interception he didn't like, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But the point is he would blow coverage to try to intercept it because he always wanted to be the hero. He let that one play get into his head and think he was the savior of the New England Patriots.
And he wasn't.
And he wasn't. He was a decent corner. Like, he was good for shutdown shit. But after the second Super Bowl there against the Falcons, he crumbled. He was getting burnt left and right by every other receiver.
Yep.
And that was the biggest thing that broke Malcolm Butler. And that's why he ran out to Tennessee, is because the Patriots didn't need him. The thing was that they found somebody a little bit better in Stephon Gilmore, who ended up eventually winning Defensive Player of the Year. Butler was just somebody who was good against some of the better slot receivers. The minute he had to go up against somebody really, really good when it mattered the most, he crumbled.
Keep going.
But he's right. He's right, though.
He is absolutely right. He has some of the best knowledge right now of the game.
Of course.
Fucking Stevie.
Of course. Come on, like, man. Greg, we can sit here and fight about this and that,
but he knows everything. And I love that about him. It's like you mentioned any player, fucking, like we said, fucking back in the days. You know, the Giants, you know? I mean, the Jets.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit. Huh. No, the Giants in their prime. I mean, Giants when they were
Giants
good.
Sucked. No, the Giants.
The Giants.
Sucked, dude. They had no, the Belichick they for two of their Super good. Bowls. Huh. That's the love you for it. It's that Bill Belichick helped him two of the. Hell, he probably helped bring in.
Bill Belichick couldn't even fucking help the Giants. Yo, yeah, first off, he did help the Giants. Yes, absolutely.
He was the defensive coordinator for under Bill Parcells.
Yes.
So that means he helped coach Lawrence Taylor, who's arguably one of the greatest defense. He was arguably the greatest defensive player of all time. Yeah,
absolutely. I don't think that's arguable. He is the.
And some might argue maybe J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, LT. Some of the younger dudes.
I'm just saying, of all time, though,
everyone's always going to argue for all time. But as far as defensive players go for all time, Lawrence Taylor pretty much sets the standard.
No, absolutely.
He ended a man's whole career in one snap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
Now, he's not proud of that. You know,
He was also smoking crack and shit. But
smoking
I mean.
The coke. And sleeping with 16-year-old girls. But,
yeah, okay. 16-year-old girls probably ain't a performance on the field. That's some personal issues.
You know, exactly.
But either way,
you know, it's legal.
Lawrence Taylor was one of the most feared defensive players. Way back when, like today, there's like a bunch of defensive players. Like, you got Aaron Donald, Von Miller, the Watt brother, TJ and JJ Watt.
I mean, the Giants is just fucking acquired.
Shit. Back in the day when, whatever, Bill Belichick was a defensive coordinator for the New York Giants under Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
And he caught two Super Bowls under Bill Parcells. So he going 86 against the it's Denver Broncos. Oh, right. I forget if it was 80. No, my bad. It wasn't 80. I might have been 87. I forget when.
86, 87.
No, 86, 87 was the Yeah, you're right.
No.
85-86 was the Bears.
Yeah.
Because that was when the Patriots were real. That was when Steve Grogan.
The 85 Bears.
Yeah, 85-86 Bears. Yeah, that's when they were. Bears. Bears.
Yep.
There, Dick, and there is Derek Gooch, and they were at all the duck of the Saturday Night Live. And just a couple of years later, there they ended up having the Chicago Bulls in the NBA Finals.
And mind you,
they ended
that
up
was
becoming doubles.
Mind you, 85. 85 was the first Patriots Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, and that was
and they lost.
Yeah, that
the
was
second Super Bowl appearance for the Patriots was
1997
against the Packers,
and they lost.
And they lost to Brett Favre.
And then 2001, third appearance was
2001.
2002, they appeared against Kurt Warner, and they won.
And they whooped. I want to say they whooped their ass, but it was a last-second field goal. Adam Vinatieri, thank you, Adam Vinatieri, for that.
Finally had
one of the greatest kickers ever.
Thank you.
They had a great
the greatest kicker ever.
Yeah.
And they
fuck
had
one of.
All right.
He's the greatest kicker ever.
What?
Debatable? Yes.
Yes, it's very debatable.
Arguably, maybe.
Hey, he's one of the greatest, but he has ever one of the longest kicks.
No, he doesn't.
No, but the point being, though, is that was something that showed that the New England Patriots were a good team. They needed, and Brady proved that second time when he went to the Buccaneers in 2020.
Yeah.
Was that sometimes all you really need is just a semi-competent QB.
Absolutely.
And you can win the
Super
Bowl.
So I have a question. Before the Patriots, for these past 20 years, who else was a great team?
The Boston Celtics.
No, I'm talking football.
We're talking football.
We're talking football.
The New York Giants were a good team.
Giants.
The San Francisco 49ers, the Denver Broncos, the Green Bay Packers.
Dallas Cowboys.
No, but how many Super Bowls have been won since the Patriots?
Before the Patriots won their first?
20 years. 20 years, the Patriots.
Okay, we're going 20 years.
Hold on. They've won six.
Yeah.
Okay. Who before then really has done that? Besides the Giants winning two.
The Steelers were four.
Steelers.
The Cowboys are five.
We're going to go with the Cowboys.
I'm just saying is that I don't like the Cowboys either, but they did win five.
Everybody
they
hates
were the first.
The Cowboys for some reason.
That's because they were the first.
That, I don't know why.
They
that's
were the
like
first
America's
franchise
team. America's
to
win, team.
Because I was on back in the seven. But they were the first franchise to win five. Franchise to win six was the Steelers. Got the Green Bay Packers have always been a hot commodity.
I think about Vince
Steelers,
Lombardi.
No, Steelers I love.
Steelers,
Packers,
Steelers is one
the
of the
Giants.
Best fucking teams ever.
Steelers, Packers, Giants, Cowboys, too.
Cowboys, 49ers.
49ers,
yeah. Joe Montana with them four
Super
Bowls.
Yeah, I know Joe Montana, but how?
Joe Montana, Steve Young, they were pretty popular in the 80s,
90s. How many
did
they win?
Five.
Yes, five.
The 49ers
under
got
Montana,
five.
One under Young. They've had two appearances since then, one with Kaepernick, one with Garoppolo. They lost both.
Yep.
And with Garoppolo, they nearly had that game in the bag. And that was when they, Andy Reid won a champ, finally executed the curse. He can't manage the clock right. So that's on team. Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, but the Broncos. Elway only won two.
They were up there with them. They were like they couldn't quite win the big one.
But Peyton
but
Manning
was still something.
So
well,
what were
Manning,
the?
They had John
what
Elway,
were,
who was really good.
I have a question. What were the greatest Super Bowl upsets?
Greatest Super Bowl upsets.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Giants and the Patriots.
Yes.
Patriots,
when the Patriots were 18-0, yes.
Patriots and Rams was another. Patriots and St. Louis Rams, let me specify.
Yeah, St. Louis
because
Rams.
The one against when the Rams relocated back to L.A., that was kind of a toss-up, but They were sort of underdogs against the St. Louis Rams with the greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
So you got that.
Patriots versus Falcons. That was a real upset.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Nobody talks about.
Nobody talks about that. But there's a reason for that.
Gaston, they were favorites to originally win. It's just the Falcons came out hot and heavy early.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the Patriots just sort of fell behind. And then in like the second half, they reawoken. That was the thing, is that the Falcons were good. They weren't good enough to win. That's the biggest thing, is that they were a lot of young defensive players and shit. It's just that the Falcons did their Falcon thing, and is that they just suck. Weren't managing the clock properly. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan didn't manage the clock properly.
Right. I don't think it has to do with the clock. That has nothing to do with the clock.
Yes and no. Some of them things there.
It's the players.
I don't care if you got two minutes or one minute.
It has nothing to do with the clock. If your players can't step up and do what they have to do, I don't care about the clock. You got one minute. You got
point being is at one they scored 21 unanswered points.
Yeah.
There's that. It was 28-3 at the half. They had that game perched gift wrapped. All they would have had to do.
Lost.
I know. The point being. It matters is because the thing is that the Falcons could have pulled the greatest upset in the 21st century thing. It's that the Patriots were favorites with that shit. It's that they had the Patriots on the rope. You've got the fuck guy who should have been the MVP. Matt Ryan was about to break the MVP curse. Here you go, going up against the best QB in the league.
Yeah,
you're going up against the fucking evil mastermind, the guy that the two guys who've been basically fuck around with everything. They have anything they can do, they can to get an advantage. Here's the thing: they have them on the ropes.
But
for
we're going back to this.
I'm just saying that they didn't have the experience, and they didn't have the same discipline. If Bill Belichick was on the Falcons, the Falcons would run that goddamn
score. But the whole thing is, we're going back to how the Patriots lost.
But they didn't lose against the Falcons.
They were down 28-3, and they came back.
The greatest comebacks, okay?
The only overtime.
The greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. In Super Bowl history. Fuck NFL history.
Super Bowl history. The only overtime game in Super Bowl history was the Patriots and Falcons. The Falcons never even touched the ball because the Patriots just won that shit. The point being is that the Falcons had that game perch in the bag at halftime. All they would have had to do was just keep scoring. Would have been spent another, if anything, just settle for field goals, and they would have had that game gift wrapped.
Yeah, exactly.
And if there was something else, Matt Ryan would have completed the greatest thing ever. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not Eli Manning, but you know what? Yeah, it shows that, you know what? Brady just got lucky four times, and I'm the only non-bringing Manning who's really beaten Brady badly. That would have been the feather in Matt Ryan's cap. He won the MVP, and he probably would have got Super Bowl MVP and a Super Bowl championship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
that would have been the end of the shit. Matt Ryan would have gotten himself a solidified spot in Canton. They would have been, his bust in Canton would have already been made.
Now,
probably still go. I still think he might make a case for the Hall of Fame.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
That would have solidified
him. Absolutely.
1,000% with that one late teensy weensy thing would have given Atlanta sports a shitload of hope, and it would have given him the free thing that basically means is that Tom Brady isn't shit, almost-ish. It would basically says Brady are lucky. The thing is that Brady facing an MVP, they battled two MVPs, Brady being the MVP for being a two-time MVP. Because Karen's MVP, he would shed the MVP curse, and he would have basically got the Falcons into the upper echelon. He would have solidified himself as an elite QB. And his thing would have shown that I'm the one who really beat Brady bad. Like, everyone could argue Eli Manning got lucky, and Shady would have said, yeah, Eli just got lucky. I really
beat him. He got lucky?
Point being, he did in a sense. half and half, skill and luck and shit like that.
But twice? If Matt,
yes.
He got lucky twice.
Listen. No, I see the point he's trying to make here. Now, let me ask you something.
If he got the skill, whatever, he's just someone that against any other team, he would have Downs syndrome. I mean, he would throw an interception after interception. But somehow, some way, as the years always has it, anytime he played the Patriots, he always somehow
won.
That's it. Okay. Probably to avenge Peyton. So Peyton couldn't beat Tom.
Peyton couldn't beat the fucking Patriots.
He beat a thing, but there's
two. But not in the Super Bowl.
Hold on.
Never in the
Super Bowl. Let me ask you something.
The AFC title games. Two out of the three times the Patriots are crippled.
Hold that thought. Yeah, go ahead.
And so there's a two out of the three times the Patriots are crippled. So, like in 2013, the Patriots were down to their practice squad guys as starters in that game. So, of course, Peyton was going to lie on there and win. That's the Denver defense was just that damn good.
Okay.
But right back to them. Good.
So, yeah.
28-3 is something that will always haunt the Atlanta Falcons forever.
Absolutely.
Unless they win.
That's going to haunt their entire franchise.
Yep.
So, let me ask you something. What if it was the New York Giants with Eli Manning as their quarterback down?
Oh, no. they
you know, up 28-3 against.
They would have lost.
Do you believe it would have been the same scenario?
No.
Do you believe that, like, you know, 28-3, the Giants with Eli Manning.
Oh, with Eli? I thought you were talking about Peyton. No, with Eli? Yes, they probably could have come back. But I doubt they would have won. All right? They would have fucking come back.
So they would have sent it to overtime, but the Giants would have still won. Again.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm saying they wouldn't have. But we did go and beat the Patriots when they went 18-0.
And mind you, in both Super Bowls, the Giants were the wild card team.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they also had the number one defense in the NFC.
Yeah. And we won.
You got to think about shit. Even in the first Super Bowl that my team, the Patriots, lost to, and I know you remember that.
18-0.
Look, like the 18-0, the 18-0 season.
They came in, oh, shit. And I was surprised that the Giants were even
We lost to the number one defense
even in,
the NFC. We lost to... No. But here's the thing.
The Giants sucked that year. They were lucky.
They absolutely sucked. In both seasons, they sucked. In both fucking seasons.
They were going to be in there, but they won. But they won.
Yeah. No.
Okay, and that's it.
When you could beat an 18-0 team and just come in, even though you're the best defense, this, and that, but you basically suck and you beat them, that you have to give them some credit, okay? You have to give them some credit.
No, absolutely. It's not once. And listen, like I said, I gave both Giants teams and both Super Bowls, I give them credit.
Huh?
Like, holy shit. Like, damn. We lost to them once when we were 18-0.
I don't think anybody could have gone in there and beat the Patriots.
No, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not.
Thing. They gave them a fucking one of the greatest games.
The fact that the Giants were the only team to fucking beat them that year and that other year. Like, first off, I will say this. The Giants... defense beat them in Super Bowl fucking 42. Super Bowl 42 was what? No.
Lucky fucking catch.
First off, and and that catch.
It was a lucky fucking catch.
No. I'm gonna get to that. Cause it's not only the catch. That catch. Cause if that catch was made today. That catch wouldn't have counted.
No, it wouldn't have.
No.
It wouldn't have, because you fucking...
But it was mostly the defense.
Yep.
It was mostly the defense. Yeah, it was. That Giants defense really fucked Brady up. Mm-hmm. Because our offensive line wasn't all that. And like I said,
what was the final score of the game?
17-14.
Yeah, sure.
And the final score of the next game was 21-17. So, the final score of the first game, the score difference was
three
points. The second game was 7 points.
7 points.
I was there. I swear to God, I was there for both games. I wasn't at the Super Bowl, I was watching. Listen, I don't give a fuck about that. What I'm saying is,
we're gonna talk shit.
What I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck. No, I don't care. You're the only Giants fan that has been in my podcast right now.
Thank you for that. And I appreciate it.
I love you. I respect you.
Yep.
Fine. You could be a Giants fan. That's fine. What I'm saying is, that will never happen again. That helmet catch that David Tyree made.
I don't think the Patriots will win a Super Bowl again. How about I say that? Okay? All right.
You say that now.
I think Tom Brady is going to win another one next year with Tampa.
That's fine. Tom Brady can win another one in Tampa.
Yep.
That's fine.
And that's the only reason that's why fine. The
Patriots but what I'm saying game. Is
if Tom Brady
the Patriots can do
day, the one day thing, if the Patriots ever get to the Super Bowl, Tom Brady's retirement thing, oh, yeah, I'm going to sign a one-day contract, and that would be for the Super Bowl, and they'll win the Super Bowl. Other than that, they won't win.
What I will say is this. The Patriots can make it better without Tom Brady. The Patriots can win a championship without Tom Brady. Just like the Red Sox won a championship without David Ortiz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The Patriots.
Exactly.
I mean.
Exactly. Just like the Celtics can make it without the big three. And the Celtics today, right now, are tied 1-1. And mind you, the Celtics are the most. The Celtics in the playoffs right now got the longest. First off, they got the longest drought.
No, yesterday.
Out of the four. No, hold on. I'm going to get to yesterday. Just give me a second. The Celtics, out of the four teams that are in the conference finals, the Celtics had the longest drought of an NBA championship. Right now, the Celtics are the biggest threat right now.
Oh, to anybody.
They got the most outstanding defense. We got the defensive player of the year in Marcus Smart. You cannot fucking defend him. You cannot go against him. Come on, man.
Smart and Horford.
Marcus Smart is fucking amazing. Al Horford is fucking amazing. We were watching that game last night.
Biggest halftime lead ever in franchise.
That was fucking amazing.
Playoff franchise history.
And you don't even like basketball.
No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a great game.
But I will say, and this is what the fucking podcast. This is what this episode was supposed to be about. It was supposed to be about the NBA championship chase.
I was supposed to be on the Giants.
No, you want to talk shit about the Giants.
I'm always going to talk shit about the Giants.
Of course you're going to talk shit
about the Patriots. So as simple as that. That's one thing we love.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Listen.
But now we're on basketball.
No. What I will say is that this season, listen.
Let's go to field hockey.
Oh, my God.
How about those bitches?
So, I'm going to ask G right here.
I'm going to watch your rabbits.
Right now, Celtics are tied the series last night, 1-1. So let me ask you, what's going to happen in Game 3? Knowing that, like, watching what you watched in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals with Miami and the Celtics, what's going to happen in Game 3?
Come on, speak.
Let's go.
No, no, no. It's not right. No, it's right there. No, that right there. No, no, that right there. That right there. He doesn't even need an answer. I already know what he was going to say. He's like, why the fuck do I need an answer? He's fine.
Seagrams.
What am I going to tell you?
Seagrams got him.
The Celtics.
Well, how I specifically see it is as simple as everybody else has seen it. The Celtics has worked their ass off. The Celtics have made every opportunity clear to themselves. You can see it through how they play from the past two games, from sweeping the Nets to having a great battle with the Bucks. To now having our one game loss home. No, it was away first.
Yeah.
And then our first win at home. So we obviously took what we learned from the Heats from this year, put it into the first game. It didn't work. Switched up the plans and executed on every single plan. So I feel like if we play the same way, I'm saying championships, but I don't know if we're going to take it this year.
Okay, so my prediction for game two, thank you, G. I predicted game two. I'm sorry, game three. I'm out of my fucking mind right now. Series tied 1-1. We got Al Horford back. We got Marcus Smart back. Listen,
98-107.
We're not. 98-107. No, I'm not predicting. I'm not predicting scores.
I am.
Listen, you could do that. Give me a second. Let me just explain this.
Good.
I'm a diehard Boston sports fan. Everybody know. Everybody who's my loyal listener knows that. Diehard Boston sports fan. Honestly, like, every time I do a podcast episode, my fiance hates when I fucking talk about sports at first. What I will say is, I'm going to say this. Fucking.
Go ahead.
You know. Celtics are going to win game three. If the Celtics still play the way they did in game two, they're going to win game three. They're going to win game four. And then all we got is one left. I'm gonna go further on. I'm predicting the end of the series. It's gonna be. I'm sorry to say this. A lot of people are gonna disagree with me. A lot of people are gonna cuss me out on my inbox in this. But I'm saying Celtics in six. I would say Celtics in five, but. That's me being too nice to Miami. Miami got a good team, you know. Right now, the only person they're missing is Kyle Lowry. But you got to think about Jimmy Butler. You got to think about Tyler Harrell and that other motherfucker. Oh, my God. What the fuck is his name? Oladipo. I'm trying to think who the fuck that is. But no, Celtics in six, absolutely. But yeah, man. But no, hold on, cause. I'm gonna move on from NBA playoffs for a
Let's
bit.
Go to hockey.
Oh my God, you want to go to hockey?
I hate hockey, but who's in it right now?
Right now, who's in it? We got the
some of the best teams right now.
You know,
I mean, are the Bruins in it?
Jesus, no. The Bruins got eliminated the first round. So. Fucking
Who isn't first?
I'm trying to find that right now because like literally after the Bruins lost Game 7 to the
you don't even watch anymore.
I don't even watch. That's how I am. That's how I am, man. You know.
When I lived in New York, I was a Knicks fan. I was a Knicks in a win. Who cares? Watching it.
So right now it's Panthers. Panthers and Lightning, and Lightning are back to back world champions. Mm-hmm. So Tampa Bay is 2-0 against the Panthers. Tampa Bay is a defending champion two times in a row. I believe they'll be the first three-peat in NHL history if they win.
Oh, I think they will.
I know he's good. Carolina is up 2-0 against the Rangers, the New York Rangers. Then again, the Rangers, I don't know.
Islanders.
No, Islanders are out. Islanders are not even in.
Who's Buffalo have?
Buffalo's not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the West Coast, we got the Avalanche and the Blues. That series is tied 1-1. Mm-hmm. And then we got the Flames and the Oilers. The Flames are up 1-0.
Flames.
Oh, wow. She took my shit.
No, okay. That big whiff of weed just came. You smelled that too, right?
Yeah, I did smell that.
You smell that, right?
It's probably from being around you guys.
Because of all the weed I gave you?
But yo, Unc, you say you don't like baseball at all? What other sport do you like besides football?
Volleyball. I used to be a volleyball.
We're not talking volleyball.
That's a white thing.
I'll wait till you want to go home.
Yeah, I got about something.
No.
Fuck God. What?
Right. Hi. Love you.
I'm gonna walk home.
All right. All right. Do your thing.
A little bit too late for me
tonight.
Come on, man.
Oh, shit.
See you again soon?
Hell yeah.
So, what are we doing?
Hey, yo, still-
oh, yeah, that's mine. No, we're still on. We're still on.
I know we're still on.
We're still on the air.
How many followers we got?
Not enough. No. I got enough followers. Everybody loves big drink.
Just like everybody.
Oh, I know Greg is staying. So, what I would like to ask. Oh, Greg is about to leave. Okay.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Okay, then. So,
what I really want to know is.
Ooh,
wants our t-shirt.
Yo, he's always the 41 here. Once again, this is The Social Circle with your host, the one, the only, Big Drink. I'm here with Old Greg and Big Unk A. Unkay is what I'm going to call him. So, just so y'all know, I know you know I'm bossing strong, bossing till the day I die.
Leo strong.
Bossing strong. I will say, oh. So, just in case y'all don't know, Uncle A is Stormy's uncle. So
Stormy?
Your nephew is Stormy.
What, Billy?
Yeah.
Well, I got four of them. So
you're like Stormy. I was like, which fucking Storm are we talking about?
Stormy. We're talking about Stormy.
The tornado.
I told you. I told you.
The warm breeze.
When I first met you.
Christian, the warm breeze.
Hold on. Hang on. Because when I first met you, I told you. When I first met you at the crib, I told you. Right there on the roof deck at your mother's house, or right there, right on the roof deck, is where we did our first podcast episode. It was me, Stevie.
Well, you guys did the first podcast up there?
Yeah. You know, Stevie's name is old Greg. Billy is Stormy. I'm Big Drip. So we are. So I call you Uncle A.
Tomorrow we be doing the food cast. Okay? We're gonna be cooking tomorrow on the grill.
I don't know.
We're doing that.
Hey, I don't even know.
Hold on.
I don't even know if I want to do a podcast episode that night. Oh my god.
We're cooking tomorrow. I'm hanging out here all night tonight to fucking not to cook tomorrow.
God.
Holy shit. Everybody's expecting you us to cook tomorrow. So. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is.
No, it's going to be great tomorrow.
It's 60 in fucking hood weather out here right now.
Fuck yeah.
Guys, and tomorrow it's going to be 90-something degrees. Huh? I'm going to be in shorts and fucking not even t-shirts.
Cooking on a grill. So we are here. It's going to be hot as hell tomorrow. Listen, I need to at least get my fucking haircut tomorrow.
I already told you. I'll hook you up. I'll line you up and everything.
Listen. Do you know how to do fades?
Oh,
can you do fades?
I can do fades. I can do fucking...
I've never had my haircut done by an Italian. I'm sorry.
Oh, by an Italian. But you've done it by a Puerto Rican, right?
Dominicans. Only Dominicans. Only Dominicans. No. You can't even fucking compare that.
Dominicans are just descendants of Spaniards mixed in with Native Americans.
Okay, here we go. You're going to throw Italian in there. Okay? You need to go lined up nice. Okay? And a nice fucking fade.
How much are you charging me?
I ain't charging you shit.
You got your clippers?
Where's my bag? I was going to bring them tonight, too. I'll hook you up real quick. What are you doing?
Okay, so to my loyal socialaholics.
Okay, if he wants to take a picture of Unk and see how his hair is and nice and lined up.
No, I swear to God, I'm going to do a before and after picture on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
You got a Facebook, Unk?
I got Instagram and I got Facebook.
All right, I'll let you up on Instagram tomorrow. I might just take you up on that and save myself a couple bucks up at Style Louis.
I'm going to go to Facebook right now. Okay. And here. Go to search and put yours in.
All right.
Okay. Just don't fuck me over, man.
I want that one. Will you fucking... When it comes to haircuts, what are you, stupid?
I don't fucking know.
Never fuck anybody up. What are you?
You never fuck anyone up?
No.
Because I never let... Anyone besides a Latino man, besides a Dominican man, touch my hair.
Italiano, okay?
So you know, I get two up top and one on the side.
That's what I do.
That's what you do.
And fucking straight up fade on the side.
Fade on the side, yep. And low up top. Right?
What do you mean low up?
Look at my disgusting ass hair.
Nah, see, that's like fucking Billy's hair. That's
like sorry, we're talking about hair, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's like all shaving right. My nuts. I know how to do them. Because I ain't gonna fuck my nuts up.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, but it's true. I gotta fuck my nuts up.
What is it? I shaved my nuts.
Manscaping.
I shaved my nuts this morning. I'm
good. I know you did. You didn't shave your head. You got the wrong
hair. I can't cut my own hair because I always fuck it up.
You're cutting your own hair down there. If you could trust yourself to do that down there. Dude, you can fucking go in the mirror and do your top head. Okay? It's simple as that. Okay? I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you can fucking cut down there and be nice and precise, okay?
So
straight up. If you do that down there, like, oh no, I didn't cut my shit. I didn't cut my balls off. You can do your own top head. Okay? It's simple as that. And you're worried about me doing your top head? But you're cutting your nuts.
I'm worried about...
Get the fuck out of here. Okay? If I was cutting your nuts, then you would, there'd be a different story.
No, absolutely.
I know.
It'd be a different story.
What the fuck? Oh, you're gonna fuck my top head up? Screw you.
Hey, yo.
I would shave my head bald if I fuck your hair up. Okay?
Simple as that. Oh, my God. Oh,
see,
my God.
See, what happens when you fuck with a Giants fan.
Yeah, see what happens when I fuck with a Giants fan, you know? Here's it. Let's say... Listen. So, listen, let me ask you. Oh, Greg, I'm going to you first. So right now, the Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics and Miami. I mean, come on, you're a diehard. You know what I mean? So let me ask you this, a specific question. Who's winning this series and by how many games?
I think Miami might take it.
No, I didn't ask you.
If the Celtics can keep their starting core together and healthy...
Crawford,
Celtics
and
six or seven.
Okay.
Oh, why did this picture?
He says six and seven.
I just fucking touched my phone and this picture popped up.
That was fucking 2 weeks ago.
I know. I just touched my phone right now. Okay. I didn't do anything. I wasn't.
No, I know. Okay. That was a game that I took him to. Yeah,
this picture just fucking. That's a fucking sign.
Because you were tagged in it.
No.
Okay. So.
Look,
Uncle Lay.
Yes.
Let me ask you. I know you're diehard.
Celtics on five.
Wait, say that one more time.
Celtics on five.
Okay. He says Celtics on five.
That's a mile on the broad.
Simple as that. Celtics on five.
So. Old Greg said. Celtics is six or seven. Uncle Lay said Celtics in five. Oh my God, I don't even know who the oh
you
my
don't even
God,
know who's
dude. No. In the Eastern Conference Final, I know who's playing. I just don't know who to agree with. I don't know if I want to say Celtics in five or honestly.
You're gonna say six.
I want to say six, but now that we have Horford and Smart back,
somebody's gonna get hurt, and it depends on who the big companies want this game to go to. Simple as that.
Hmm.
Okay, because this probably will go to seven, if it could, just like the last game.
If this goes to seven, then the NBA is is rigged.
Do you know how much they're fucking paying for tickets for the game at TD Garden tomorrow? $700 for a regular fucking seat. A regular seat, $700.
So the nosebleeds.
Yeah. It's all about money. Cause if you could stretch this games out before you go to the fucking the championship game, you're going to make so much money.
Mm.
And it's true. That's what sucks.
No, absolutely.
Because these players are paid to do what they do. Okay? I don't care how much you have a contract, da da da. But in these playoff games, how much money do they get each game? They get paid fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, absolutely.
To fucking sit there and, oh my God, my ankle hurts. Oh my God, I'm going to be out for a game. And then, oh my God, miraculously, I'm coming back the next game. How much are we getting paid to do that? And we come back and win. And now it's tied 1-1. So tomorrow, I hate to say it, Celtics are going to fucking lose. And then it's going to go to game four. Okay? Then the Celtics are going to win the next game. Game five. Boom. Okay. This one's going to be stretched out. And I hope.
So you're saying the Celtics are going to lose game three tomorrow night?
They're going to. Oh, tomorrow game? They're going to lose.
Okay.
They are going to
lose. So you say Celtics are going to lose game three tomorrow night?
Yep.
Oh, Greg, do you agree with Uncle A? Do you think the Celtics are going to lose game three tomorrow night?
They may not. I don't know. It all depends on how they show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because you think Miami's going to fucking just... Oh, yeah, we just...
But you got to think...
Game. We just got fucking blown out. The Miami's going to come back. They're fucking practicing probably right now as we speak. We're going to fucking fuck Celtics. We're going to fucking come back. Miami is one of the best fucking teams. Simple as that.
Miami is the number one seed in the East right now.
They're not going to fucking sit back and be like, oh, yeah, Celtics beat us. Oh, we're going to get beat again. No, they're going to come out with their fucking best.
Simple as that. Okay. What I will say is, in my personal opinion, because in that game two, they had a Jimmy Butler fucking hold it down for that entire game. Jimmy Butler sucked. I know.
Sucked in game one?
Game one, he sucked. Game two, he sucked even more.
He did good in game one.
Right, no, he did do good in game one, but I'm saying in game two, the game that I watched with you last night, he was all right. Whatever. Fuck that. But I'm saying, like, you know, Jimmy Butler didn't have no backup on offense.
No, he didn't.
Jimmy Butler was... Exactly.
He was by himself. The whole fucking team went to shit. But watch, this game three, he's going to have backup.
Yeah,
that's what sucks.
Because Kyle Lowry is probably going to be 100%. Yeah. Kyle Lowry is probably going to fucking... Plus,
when Miami comes out in this fucking game three, we have to watch out. Simple as that. They're not going to sleep on shit again like they did in game two.
No, absolutely.
Game one, boom, they took it. Game two, we went there because we had Horford back, fucking Smart back. But you know what? Game three, they're going to have their players back. And they're going to fucking be like, okay, this is what we got to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what fucking sucks because they probably will win game three.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's big money-wise and everything. They want it to go to game six. Want it to go to game seven. For fucking ticket, money, and all that shit. That's what sucks about this.
So, one more question I want to ask both of y'all.
Yes, we love you.
No, I mean, I know you guys love me. I know that. Everybody loves me. Oh, Greg, I'm going to ask you first. I'll ask you. Yo. Who's winning? Who's winning game two of the Western Conference Finals?
Golden State already won.
So you think Golden State already won. Okay. So who's winning that series?
I'm going to lean towards Golden State.
Nah, I'm going to Golden State,
too. I think the Splash Brothers are too much for Luka to handle.
So you think? So y'all both think Golden State is gonna sweep?
Golden State against fucking the
Celtics. I think Golden State sweeping. Luka Doncic is good. And he might, in some ways, be the second coming of Larry Bird. But this second coming of Larry Bird doesn't have the second coming of Danny Ainge, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, and Cedric Maxwell.
Yep.
Wow. God, step.
And that's what's said right there.
Okay, so you agree with him?
Oh, hell yeah.
Golden State is going to... Okay.
Golden State.
Okay.
Definitely.
I still believe that the Mavericks will pull the upset. Just like they pulled the upset against Phoenix. I still think they're going to pull the upset. I have a feeling that the Mavericks are going to pull the upset against Golden State. I want to see Dallas versus the Celtics in the finals. I would love to see that. I would love to see the Celtics versus the Warriors. But what you guys gotta understand is this: the Celtics, out of the four team, out of the final four teams right now, the Celtics have the longest drought right now. The Celtics have not won an NBA championship in 14 years. Exactly.
But the other three teams, one of us, only won.
The last time the Warriors won was 2017 or 16? 17. Yeah. Or 18, some shit like that.
4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Who?
Last time the Celtics won was 2008.
Who won last year?
Who won it last year was the Lakers, and the Lakers are not even in right now. No, my bad. I'm wrong. My bad. No. My bad. The team that won last year was the Bucks.
Yeah, and we just beat.
We beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
The team before that was the Lakers. Yeah. What I'm saying is
neither one of them are in. So now it's all about new blood. That's it. And let's see who wins now.
The Celtics are the team to beat right now.
I would love the Celtics to win, but whoever wins it right now, God bless them.
The Celtics have the longest drought right now. The Celtics have not won since 2008.
There's a reason.
The Celtics haven't won in 14 years.
There's a reason for that.
And I'm telling you, if the Celtics win this series against Miami and make it to the NBA Finals, I'm going to cry my fucking eyes out.
Steve,
I'm going to ball my eyes out.
Come on, Steve. Come on. Jump into this. He's a... We want you to say something. Come on.
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
He has...
Because what I just said was... If the Celtics beat Miami to make it to the NBA Finals, I said I'm gonna cry my eyes out because it'll be the Celtics' first Finals appearance since 2010.
I'll be happy.
I will cry. I will cry.
I bet you. I ain't gonna cry. My thing is, I'll only cry if we win it all. And the only reason I cry is because of all the Celtics legends that have passed. From the last time we were in a finals appearance till now.
But don't you think that...
John Havlicek. Shit. We've lost like 3 or 4.
I don't know. But don't you think this is motivation? If we make it to the finals.
The thing is, though, is that the only... If we can make the finals and win it all, I was going to say, the only way we'd ever get to the finals and win it all would be is if Larry Bird passed away. Because that's the only way the league would rig it so we'd win. Because the Lakers won 2 years ago because Kobe died. We've lost JoJo White. We've lost Tommy Heinsohn. We've lost...
No, I see where you're coming from, man.
Like, we've lost a few, like Hondo and shit. So it's like Casey Jones. So we've lost 4 Celtics legends. If we can win Ben 18 this year...
We
weren't here to see it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. For sure. All right.
So that's it for us.
Go Celtics. And just leave it at that. Go Celtics. Game 2 is tomorrow night. I'm sorry, game 3 is tomorrow night.